Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's been a struggle, but like many sectors of the economy, the timber and wood processing business in general, and specifically in Kentucky, is finally in recovery mode.
Yes, we're finally climbing out of the doldrums there. We had some really tough times for our members, and with the housing markets improving and some of the other things, we're starting to see markets pick up and production starting to increase.
Bob Bauer, executive director of the Kentucky Forest Industries Association, says at the group's recent annual meeting, members seemed in much better spirits.
We had sort of a perfect storm when the bottom dropped out of a lot of different things, including the housing market. It just really hit everybody pretty hard.
He says their industry is diverse and progress occurs a little at a time, here and there, without too much notice.
But all in all, we still see, sort of some steady gains, and a lot of that comes from our existing industry that's out there. So you don't see something in the paper about 100 new employees, but, you know, over the years, they're going from just producing lumber to drying the lumber to making finished products, and we've seen that with a number of places that have expanded over the last few years, sort of at a slow rate that's added to employment and, of course, economic impact.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Last year, the UK Forestry Department, with help from Ag Econ, did an in-depth analysis of the economic impact of the industry. KFIA's Bob Bauer says regular updates are a part of that, which he feels will open some eyes.
It's a large economic driver. The direct impact of close to $8 billion and total impact of close to $13 billion. So it's a large industry, and a lot of people are surprised that when you take the industry from sawmills to paper to finished wood products, it covers almost every county in the state in some aspect. And a lot of people are surprised that Jefferson County is one of our largest economic impact counties just because of a lot of the secondary manufacturing and other things going on there of wood. So it has a far-reaching impact, especially in our rural areas, all the way to the landowner that sells the trees and the loggers that log those out all over the state.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.